The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy
with Nissan
on News Talk.
And this is The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. Now, here on the station, we've teamed up with Ron Seal for Fix It Fortnite. So 2 weeks of top DIY tips and the best experts in the field. The perfect time, of course, now to get the garden summer ready, give the house a fresh lick of paint, or look into that extension you've been talking about for years. And lots of people have been getting in touch with questions because I mentioned we have a few experts on hand. Joining me now, Kevin Moran, the owner and project manager of Kevin Moran Builders. Aoife Radigan, interior designer and DIY SOS and creative director of Restless Design, and Katrina Carroll, she's known on Instagram as Vintage Irish Cat. That's Cat with a K. You're all very welcome to the show. Kevin, we were chatting a bit earlier about kind of big projects. We're talking more now about exactly that DIY project. So people picking up the hammer or the paintbrush themselves. But before they get to that point, before they start swinging it at the wall, the sledge, where do they need to start? What should they be conscious of?
Look, Kieran, before they start, it's worthwhile spending a bit of time really considering what you're going to do, considering your project, really thinking it through, making sure you know what you're getting yourself into, you're not biting off more than you can chew, you know, that it's within your capabilities. You know, if you want to get this job done yourself, you know, what are the knock-on effects? Look at what are the knock-on effects of what you're going to do. Does it have ramifications for, for another job that you might have to tend to then because you've disturbed something? And just make sure you're well-equipped.
Yeah.
You know what you get yourself into. Make sure you're well-equipped, that you have the time as well. It's very important. There's nothing worse than, say, if you were set aside a long weekend to do a little project that you've been thinking of for a long time, and then running out of time. You know, if you don't get it finished in your long weekend, you might be waiting then months. You know,
yeah,
you might be looking
yeah.
at your hammer and chisels lying on the floor for months on end until you get another time to do it. So be realistic with yourself. You know, about what you can do. Give yourself time. These little projects always take longer. Yourself good time.
And what about kind of knowing your limitations, Kevin? Because I suppose with the price of everything skyrocketing, people might think, you know what, I'm going to chance it all myself, and they'll be on YouTube looking at videos about how to kind of rewire half the house.
Yeah. Well, certainly when it comes to certified work like that, as you mentioned, rewiring or any electrical work, any sort of gas work, don't go near that. That's for certified tradespeople. That's a no-no. So don't go near those things. But, you know, a bit of timber work. You know, you could even do quite advanced things. You know, if you know you're quite practical and have somewhat, you know, decent pair of hands, you could, you know, wall paneling is quite easy. You know, if you think about it, can transform a room, a bit of wall paneling. Even, you know, wooden floors, you can... You know, people could change a wooden floor quite easy, I think, as well. Being equipped, though, is vitally important. Having the right tools makes it fun.
Yeah.
If you try and attack some, you know, DIY job, you know, you're doing it because you're doing it yourself. You should be doing it yourself. Okay, you might save some money, but you might be doing it because you like the idea of it. You can look back. It's rewarding. But it can make... If you're not equipped right, it can make what should be an enjoyable, rewarding job into, you know, quite an arduous chore if you don't have the right tools.
I mentioned YouTube, Kevin. I mean, how valuable a resource is it for people, you know, trying their hand at this? They listen to this and they think, yeah, maybe a bit of wall paneling, or maybe I could do a bit of flooring.
Yeah, for sure. There's so much content there. Yeah, you're going to get, I wouldn't just look at one video, but yeah, if you take a number of videos, say myself when I tried my hand at a bit of cooking, you know, a bit of recipes, you know, you have a look at one or two or three recipes and go with what you think suits from all of those. But yeah, it's a resource,
yeah.
I think. If you, you know, if you need info, absolutely, go to it, yeah, take it.
But I mentioned that people were getting in touch with questions, and Aoife Rattigan is with us as well, the interior designer and DIY SOS. And Aoife, quite a few people getting in touch and they're renting, so they can't really do some of the stuff that Kevin might be talking about changing the floorboards or doing kind of anything structural, whether it be a bit of timber work or something that you need to get a certified trade in for. But they still want to spruce up the place. I mean, where could and should they start?
Well, I would always say to people that kind of your preparation is everything. So understanding, I suppose, your space and what you need it to do for you. I think identifying your objectives is good. So even within a rented space or somewhere that you own, is like, who's living there? What do you want it to do? And then kind of coming at it from that point of view. So planning it out, so understanding the size of your furniture you might be purchasing, making sure it all fits, kind of laying things out into a wants versus needs kind of column, what you might want versus what you actually need. And with rented spaces, I mean, sometimes if there's a nice dialogue with your landlord, you can speak to them, and if you've prepped well, they can be open to you repainting. Paint is always your friend. Mm. I think if they're not, then you kind of have to lean into the kind of a much more cosmetic side of things, which is, you know, your general accessories, stuff like that. Like, good lighting will sort of transform a space. So a lot of the time, if things are, I'll say, designed to be rented, a lot of rented spaces aren't designed. They're just, you know, people buy them as investment properties and don't really dig into how they're going to look. A lot of magnolia and kind of single pendants hanging in the center of rooms. So bring in lamps, you know, change up your lighting format. That can really help. I mean, in places that I've rented myself in the past, if you just, you know, task lighting, zone your lighting, staff and some nice accessories can transform the space. But I would encourage people to, if they can, open a line of communication with their landlord. They might be really happy that you've decided you're going to repaint. If you want to do that, that would be there's nothing like a lick of paint to change a space.
And on paint, someone else has a question, Aoife. It's a good one. They recently bought a house, but they've got a big bright open plan area and they can't settle on a colour scheme, and they're just wondering what to do, whether they should go for a splash of colour or neutral tones. I assume that the fear they have is they don't want, if it's the big open plan space, it's where they're going to be spending 90% of their time, and they don't want that splash of colour that might give it a bit of character to suddenly become a bit overpowering.
If it's a big open plan, it rarely is.
Okay.
I would say don't be afraid of colour. Like, that's the kind of, it's something that can bring joy. A lot of the time people, they stay so middle of the road that they end up, it doesn't really have a personality. Like, don't be afraid to lean into your more kind of expressive side, but just do your research and put on samples on the wall, but big samples, like buy the pot, do like a meter by a meter, and live with it for a week or two. So don't just, you know, let yourself kind of acclimatize to it. People are always scared of color.
Yeah.
But it's not going to close it in. If it's a nice, big, bright, open space, you're not going to close that in. And I always say, you know, you want your home to kind of put a smile on your face when you come home. And, you know, a big, wide, open plan space that's all grey, like, maybe that's your thing. Maybe that's what puts a smile on your face. Mm. But if you're thinking about colour already, then the idea is there. So be brave.
Yeah, we're absolute worst case scenario, you can paint over it, I suppose.
Is
the joy. Katrina Carroll of Vintage Irish Cat on Instagram is here. Katrina, there's a great question, and it's almost tailor-made for you. I'd love to get into upcycling, but I'm scared that I'll just end up bringing home pieces of junk that are beyond repair. Have you any tips on what I should do?
I have so many tips. I've found so many gems and skips and didn't have a clue what I was doing. And I think if you just take a step by step, so give it a really good clean, always sand it down, prime it, and then paint it whatever colour you want. And it's really that easy. And you don't have to be a really good, like an artist or anything. You can really, really do wonders to furniture and make it really gorgeous.
And I suppose the point is you don't want it to be perfect. You're not restoring it. You kind of want it to look like it's had a life. Isn't that the idea?
Exactly. Yeah, and you don't want to take that look of the history that it's been through away. And I think that's what I love about secondhand, is that everything has a story, and try and keep it that way. You know, there's always going to be little scrapes and whatever, but you can, you know, make it your own and put it into your own style in your room as well.
Because lots of people I mentioned are getting in touch and they're, you know, pointing out the tightened times they live in terms of money, and they're worried about the expense of things. And like, you know, upcycling older furniture that they find is a way of maybe avoiding those price pressures. Oh, yeah. But I mean, is the advice to do what you're doing and kind of jump from one skip to another? Where else could they go?
Oh, yeah, well, there's so many secondhand furniture shops that you can go to. There's adverts online, which is fantastic. I've found so many gems. And a hidden gem that a lot of people don't know about is a flea market that's in Inchicore. And it's on every Saturday and Sunday. And they actually have a lot of house clearances and film sets. And you can get so many amazing things down there. I found so many things down there in my house, you know.
Aoife, someone here says they'd love a new front door, but they can't afford one. And they're looking for ways to DIY it. And they don't know where to start. They live by the sea. The weather's not always favourable. Here's the thing. It's a PVC door and they don't know what to do. I mean, they want to spruce up the entrance a bit. They've got a PVC door. Where to start?
I would speak to... Yeah, look, there's certain primers that you can use that you can put onto these kind of materials. They're... It'll have a lifespan. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, you're painting the PVC door. But I would say speak to your local paint supplier about sort of the various options, I suppose, for a primer. Get a good primer on there. Paint it. But eventually, it's going to show wear and tear. Like, it's, you know, so, but maybe by that stage, you might be able to splash out and get the door that you really want. So I think it's a stopgap to paint it. But certainly do it. Again, it's that. If you get a year or two out of it to put a smile on your face, then go for it. And otherwise, you're just living with your PVC door forevermore. So,
Kevin, this is a kind of a building-related question, so I want to put it to you. I have a small kitchen, but I have a huge back garden, and I'd love to build some sort of extension or even just French doors so I can make the most of the outdoor space. My budget's very small, though. Has Kevin any tips on how to use the space of the garden for my kitchen at low cost?
Well, I suppose, like, whatever, even going small, you don't gain any advantage, you know, of economies of scale or anything. So, you know, you have to go through the whole sequence of procedures, you know, foundations, your floor, your roof, your walls, everything is there. So, can you do it on a budget? I suppose keeping it small, what can you do? Can you do some of the work yourself, some of the prep work yourself? A lot of builders, though, really kind of won't entertain that. You know, it'll just get messy in terms of how the payments would work. And, you know, you can be like, oh, well, I've done this part. You know, you knock something off, that's just going to get messy. So, unfortunately, you know, to make it work on a budget, if the way costs are now, it's going to cost what it is. Again, try and maybe look at adverts, the likes of that, you know, for your patio doors, for your French doors, maybe for your window, things like that. And then you can form the oaks to suit, you know, so you could have a look at getting some materials on the likes of adverts first, and then maybe almost design your little porch or your rear extension to those, you know, what you've gathered.
Yeah, I know someone who did it. I know someone who basically designed the extension around the windows that they had found cheap online and not the other way around. And I guess if you're looking at French doors and they're talking about bringing or taking advantage of the outside, those bifold doors as well are great. They open up a huge amount of space. They're a tiny bit more expensive, but less expensive than the full extension. Loads of questions still coming in. Unfortunately, we'll knock it on the head time-wise. Kevin Moore, an owner and project manager of Kevin Moore and Builders. Aoife Radigan, interior designer and DIY SOS and creative director of Restless Design. And Katrina Carroll, you'll find her on Instagram as Vintage Irish Cat. That's Cat with a K. Thank you all very much for joining us. joining us on the show. And that's all with thanks to Ron Seal. Get your garden summer ready. Our thanks to the production team as well today, to Alex.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.